Now, going back many years ago, and I always go back to this interview, one of my favorite interviews over the years, talked to a lot of different folks. But I talked to Gary Webb, and he was a reporter. And matter of fact, it was one of the last interviews that he did before his – it was the second to last interview that he did before his death. I remember him coming on the airwaves talking about, you know, feeling as if people were following him. And it had everything to do with the connections between the Iran-Contra scandal, and also, you know, the trafficking of cocaine in large amounts. And all of this is connected to my next guest coming up. As I said earlier, someone once told me that a really good story is a currency in heaven, that a really good story is the currency in the afterlife. If that is true, I hope to make you rich when you make that transition. And I hope to get, a really good story from my guest. None other than Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross. Now, you know, if you've been listening to the show for some time, that I am a fan of hip hop from the hip hop generation. But I am no fan of Rick Ross, the rapper. To me, he represents everything that's wrong with hip hop, starting with the fact that he's not authentic. You know, I just came from the era of hip hop where, you know, you had to plant your own flag in terms of your style and even in your hip hop and your stage name. So, you know, when I learned more about Rick Ross and who he was representing, it bugged me out. And you also know, if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, they had the BET Awards, and the rapper Rick Ross was there. And, you know, he ended his set with Money Over Everything, which in my opinion is the exact wrong mentality considering what we're dealing with in our communities. So enough of me. Let me ask my guest to come on in. Ricky Ross, welcome to the Nathan Ivy Show. How you doing?
How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing very well.
I'm good.
I don't know how much you heard that, but I was just kind of setting the stage here. I'm a big fan of hip hop. I'm not a big fan of Rick Ross, primarily because the cat is not authentic. He stole your name, your lifestyle, and in my opinion, did things with it that is not really the right image for our communities. And I know that you've had some issues in terms of trying to get your name and the copyright infringement, and I want to hear all about it. But welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Thank you. Here in Frisco, I spoke yesterday, and I was a keynote speaker here in Frisco for ex-offenders and in the trenches, guys that have been incarcerated and now trying to keep our kids from going back to the penitentiary. So I'm doing good. I had fun yesterday, you know, just really trying to make a difference. And I also heard your first show about reading. You know, I couldn't read till I was 28 years old, so I definitely know what you're talking about that. And man, when I heard you guys talking about it, you know, just to weigh in a little bit how when you can't read, the way they make you feel and that don't necessarily mean that you're not, like you said, a genius or you're not smart. Because,
right,
you know, once they taught me the fundamentals of reading, you know, I was reading on a college level. I was reading so good that I was able to win my case in federal court on appeal. So a lot of times, you know, I believe that we shouldn't look at the kids. I mean, we got to start looking at our teachers. You know, what kind of efforts are they putting up to get our kids to read, because it was a guy in prison that taught me how to read. And
how long did it take you? How long did it take you?
About 2 weeks.
To learn how to read? So were you completely illiterate, or you just didn't have a good grasp of it?
I was completely illiterate. I never read a sentence, knew very few words when I saw them. I was totally illiterate, I would say.
Wow. Rick Ross is my guest. The real Rick Ross is my guest. I've never talked with you directly, but you've been around. I mean, your story's been around through documentaries, television shows. So I feel like I've got a good grasp on it. But I'm sure there's people in our audience who are like, Rick Ross, who is this cat? Who are you, man? Where'd you come from? And what are you known for? And just kind of tell us a little bit about your life story.
And I was born in Tyler, Texas. My mom moved to California when I was 3 years old, hoping to get us out of the South. You know, the South was a little more racist. I remember whenever I went back to the South, my uncles would still tell younger white people, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And it was, you know, really strange to me, you know, why would an older person give somebody so young so much respect? So mom was trying to move us to California to get us a better chance at making it in life. We moved to California, started off playing tennis, you know, was a pretty good tennis player, had plans of doing the right thing in life.
Why tennis? You didn't gravitate toward b-ball like the rest of the brothers? Why tennis? Was that something, you were involved with? Or
play b-ball, too. You know I love b-ball. I love football, baseball. I really played all the sports, but tennis, I took a knack to it and became good at it. You know, I made All-City my last couple years in high school. So, you know, I became good at it, and it was something that I felt a better chance. I was a small guy, too, so.
Right. So it was right up your alley, huh?
Yeah. So I fell in love with tennis, but could have got a scholarship. But when they discovered that I couldn't read or write, you know, that was out.
Wow.
And, when that happened, I went back to the hood. You know, I started hanging out, you know, back with the old guys that I went to junior high school with in elementary with. High school, I went to a tennis high school, so I wasn't in the hood. So I never gang banged. But all of my brothers and sisters, they were gangsters. You know, they were representing the hood. So I went back into that lifestyle. And next thing you know, I found out about drugs. And when I did, I thought cocaine was my niche.
Why was that your niche? Why not marijuana or something else? Because it was new?
Cocaine was new. Nobody in our hood really knew about it. There was a few guys that was using it, but I had never seen them use it. But I'd heard them talk about it. I heard them talk about how much money was involved, the lifestyle, and just the whole thing was kind of glamorous. And then, you know, the movie Superfly. You know, I saw the movie Superfly when I was about 16, 17 years old,
right.
And that movie really intrigued me. You know, for the first time in my life, I saw a black man who had stood up to the white man and actually won. And not only did I relate him winning to himself, but I also related the cocaine to it. That
right.
Having cocaine gave you the power to overcome anything that they threw at you.
So were you